And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of February, 2015. It was on this day, 1942, President Franklin Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, which authorized the removal of any or all people from a military area as deemed necessary by the military. It was a few weeks after Japan had bombed Pearl Harbor, and people on the West Coast, particularly California, felt vulnerable. There was an outcry to do something about the resident aliens from Japan who lived on the West Coast, and Roosevelt told his Secretary of War to execute the order as reasonably as possible. But the president didn't take much active interest in just how it was carried out. And as a result, the military designated most of the West Coast to be a military area, and over the course of the next several months, some 120,000 people, more than half of them American citizens, were sent to internment camps. The order was eventually rescinded December 1944. People were released. The camps were shut down. And in 1981, the Commission on Wartime Relocation and Internment of Civilians concluded that the executive order was a grave injustice that had resulted from race prejudice, war hysteria, and a failure of political leadership. It's the birthday of the physicist Svante August Arrhenius, born in Vik, Sweden, 1859, who presented a paper to the Stockholm Physical Society in 1895 showing that global temperatures were tied to increases and decreases in carbon dioxide and that the burning of fossil fuels was a cause of increased carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. He's considered to be the first scientist to examine the effects of industry on global warming. It's the birthday of the novelist and poet Stephen Dobbins, born in Orange, New Jersey, 1941, author of many books, Cold Dog Soup, Eating Naked, and others. Stephen Dobbins, who said, "Writing is a job, a craft, and you learn it by trying to write every day and by facing the page with humility and gall. And you have to love to read books, all kinds of books, good books. You are not looking for anything in particular. You are just letting stuff seep in." And it's the birthday of the writer Siri Hustvedt, born in Northfield, Minnesota, 1955, author of numerous works of fiction and the memoir The Shaking Woman, A History of My Nerves. Siri Hustvedt, who said, "Great books are the ones that are urgent, life-changing, the ones that crack open the reader's skull and heart." Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, "Just Around the House Early in the Morning." Though I have been scorned for it, let me never be afraid to use the word beautiful. For within is the shining leaf and the blossoms of the geranium at the window and the eyes of the happy puppy as he wakes, the colors of the old and beloved Afghan lying by itself on the couch in the morning sun, the hummingbird's nest perched now in a corner of the bookshelf in front of so many books of so many colors, the two poached eggs, the buttered toast, the ream of brand new paper just opened, white as a block of snow, the typewriter humming, ready to go. Just Around the House Early in the Morning, a poem by Mary Oliver from her collection Swan, published by Beacon Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.